Proclamation number 5226, dated the October 4th, 1951. Spreading the gospel. End time disciples. Spreading the gospel is the task for which I employed those of you who are willing to work for me. Spreading the gospel means taking the truth to people in the same way as it originates from me. However, I am faced by an adversary who will always fight against the truth. And therefore he will also fight against those who want to advocate the truth before the world. My disciples will therefore always encounter opponents, people who are enemies of the truth and who make an effort to demean it, hence to denounce it as untruth. It will often not be easy to discard their points of view, since my adversary fights with great cunning and dexterity. He knows where a person still offers room for attack, and he knows that his starting point in order to be successful has to become a lack of knowledge, the inability to differentiate between truth and error. And since I know his intention and how he works, I have personally educated fighters for myself, whom I was able to completely instruct in the truth and whose intellect is equally sharp that they are able to logically refute every contention wherever necessary. They will not remain unmolested by the enemy of truth, because he is especially at risk of being unmasked by a bearer of truth, since the latter works with my strength. There is immense confusion among people. They no longer recognize my pure word. They try to interpret my word according to their own will and discretion, and increasingly divert from the truth, because intellectual thinking only ever results in greater confusion and leaves the heart as the doorway to wisdom closed. My word is no longer known to people. For this reason I want to convey it to them anew. It shall be offered to them by my chosen ones, by disciples who I instructed and introduced to the same knowledge as my disciples when I lived on earth. Time and again it is offered to people by my great love in order to enlighten them, because their realization grows constantly weaker in the darkness they live in. The spoilt word has not much strength left, and only a few are capable of finding the true meaning of my word when it is offered to them. And so I present the eternal truth anew to those whom I instruct for the sake of their later teaching ministry, so that they can pass on what they received from me myself to their fellow human beings in its purest form. But these servants of mine who shall instruct their fellow human beings must completely subordinate themselves to me. They must not listen to what people say. They must only pay attention to my word and also uphold before the world what they have received from me, from the spiritual kingdom. They must possess strong faith and a firm will, and this will must solely relate to me. Then they will be suitable for the teaching ministry and truly carry my gospel into the world. However, the closer it gets to the end, the more vehemently the wall of your faith will come under attack. For even if a person is clearly taught by God, worldly people refuse to acknowledge it, and Satan's working can even be recognized where merely a hint of light from above might have spread brightness. He also tries to cause confusion among the ranks of my own, and therefore I caution you to be careful, so that he will not be successful and extinguish the tiny light. Anyone who spreads the gospel in my name will be protected by me from error once he has been chosen by me for this mission. But someone who elevates himself to a teacher without having been called by me, because he lacks the ability for it, will hardly recognize Satan's working and then run the risk of looking upon error as truth. During the time of the end, Satan will have great power which I shall not curtail, but which you humans can invalidate yourselves if you turn to me in your heart and choose me as a fighter against him. Then he will be enabled to mislead you, since you, being brightly enlightened, will recognize what is truth and what is error. Amen.